If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
They always see us doing the easy part, hold the trophy and kiss it. And that's what everybody sees. They don't see the day where you do not feel like going to the gym at all. Nobody can talk me into it, even yourself. You're telling yourself, no, I'm too tired. I'm achy. There's no way I can make it. You gotta go. You know, you have to stick to what you said you were gonna do. You're gonna get knocked down over and over and over. And even when you feel like, no, I can't be hit this hard. Or if you're down there thinking, there's no way I can get up from this. That's when you're just starting. Keep going. And then after that, you keep going. And then after that, you keep going. Because it's about what we do. It's about how we handle the situation. It's not about what happens to us. Because things are going to happen. How are you going to separate yourself from everybody else? And I always thought, anytime it got really incredibly hard, I would think about all the people quitting right now and how they're gonna feel in a few years, that they're just gonna say, man, what if I hadn't have given up? What if I would have kept going? Don't say what if. Please, 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 please don't have the what ifs down the road. You keep going now, and I'm telling you, you'll be in a better place than you would be if you quit. If you want to be great, oh man, prepare to get up off that mat. The aspirations, the dreams of what it takes, the commitment to hard work, but more importantly, how many lumps you've got to take. That's when your survival skills have to kick in, and hopefully you've trained enough in your mental preparation and really believe enough in yourself to get up. Because, you know, everybody, I think we always said the easiest thing to do is hold that trophy. That's the easiest thing to do in this process. And that's only going to be for a very short amount of time. The work, the will, the commitment. Like I said, getting up when you're knocked down. I mean, you know, throughout Kobe's career, Michael's career, LeBron's career, Dwayne's career, Magic Johnson's career, there's always going to be these struggles that or challenges that you have to get over. And the hardest part is, in you trying to be one of the best in the game, there's going to be a tension with it, right? You're put on a pedestal and you fall even harder, you know, when you do. So I really had to learn how much you have to prepare. You have to live it. You have to want it so bad to where you'll sacrifice those Saturday nights or Friday nights with your friends. You know, you'll sacrifice if you're in high school or something and the dance is this week. You know, if there's more dances, hey, I'm going to the gym. You know, this is what I'm going to put my time into because this is what I want. And being around all of those great players, getting to see their commitment, see their rituals, see how much they put into the game. I mean, it was second to none. I always take those processing. If you have a goal, there will be obstacles in your way. You can climb them, you can run around them, you can do everything, but you're going to have to put the work in to make sure that you accomplish your dreams. The most critical piece of advice that I've ever gotten, and I won't name who, was from a coach. One day I'm going to paint the picture for you. I was a rookie. I'm 19 years old. I'm playing with guys old enough to be my dad. I'm getting thrown around. I'm playing a level of basketball that I'm barely hanging on by a nail with, but I'm one of our best players, so I'm playing every night. I want to go home. I'm not used to the cold. I'm getting beat up. But I wouldn't quit. And I was looking for this piece of advice from someone. And all they told me was just like, they would always tell me, hey man, keep going. Just keep going. All the time, every time. And you know, I got so mad because I'm looking for that euphoric feeling from the piece of information that they're about to give me, right? That's what I think we all kind of struggle sometimes, looking for that and putting too much pressure on the situation. But as I got older, as I continued to train, as I continued to not give up and not let a loss define me or my character, I kept going. You know, lose or win, I kept going. And then it really started to click. What he was telling me was, he didn't have anything to tell me. I can't sugarcoat this ass whooping. It is what it is. You're going to take your lumps. But if you keep going, if you don't quit, you're going to get better. And you're going to get better and you're going to get better. Because you're going to not only see why you're coming up short and get smarter and incorporate these things in your training to get better. You're going to get stronger. You're going to know that you got to, weightlifting, a little different program. You got to stay with it. You just have to get a little older and continue to work. And, you know, I always reflected on that. So anytime it got hard, especially in basketball, I just say, hey, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. And so,
if you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts.
Although simple, that definitely ended up being one of the best pieces of advice that I got in my career. You watch basketball, you hear about how clutch people are. And it's not always making the last shot. You know, it's under pressure doing what you're supposed to do and coming out successful. So, you know, sometimes it would be a big rebound. Sometimes it would be an assist. Sometimes it would be defense. You know, sometimes it would be not making a fuss if coach subbed me out. You know, anytime I hit a big shot, I mean, you know, everyone would be just like, wow, I would be surprised if I didn't make it. You know, I put the work into this, like, every day, all day. And then when I'm done with it, guess what I do? I dream about it. I visualize it. I see myself being successful. I see myself hitting those shots with no time on the clock, with a little time on the clock. And Then I'll do it again and say, hey, what if we're down two? Then I'll do it again and say, what if we're down three? You know, it's a never-ending game. And anytime I was successful in those situations, I mean, you know, I would always let people know it's through dedication, through your hard work, and through mental preparation and visualization. If you do those things, if you can see yourself being successful in your mind, then it will appear in the physical reality if you're calm and collected when you get the opportunity. Or sometimes we get the opportunity and we rush it. You know, you have to have total just commitment and dedication, and just know you have to have faith too, because, you know, I've worked hard enough to be in this position. I'm going to let my training kick in because I've been here before. You know, I've thought about it. This is what it feels like. It's almost crazy because it's deja vu, you know, and that's how I tried to kind of approach those situations. So when I was able to be successful, it was a great thing. It's a regular day. It's a normal day. If I miss it, that's abnormal. That's how I felt. My edge was my intensity. My edge was my focus and my commitment. You know, I put everything into the game. I prepared. I dreamt about it. I visualized it. I always prepared myself mentally for whatever is coming. And I felt that that was my edge. Just kind of like I was alluding to earlier, I read books. I felt that was an edge as well. You know, I've read these different books on mental toughness, and I'm going to take nuggets from each one, and maybe it'll help me, because I know I'm going into a tough situation and it's going to be extremely hard, but I'm not going to give up. And it doesn't even matter if the other side knows that about me. They're in trouble before they even lace it up. That's how I felt every single match. I didn't care who I was playing. And, you know, it kind of spills over into this day. You know, it's all about work ethic. It's all about what you choose to do in life. What is important to you? What is that goal that you're going to identify and go after and say, I'm going to go after this thing wholeheartedly. It doesn't matter what other people say. This is what I feel. It's positive. I love it. You know, the whole world disappears when I do it, and I'm going to channel this thing so I can help myself, so I can help other people. I think, you know, putting everything in the fine and that's kind of what I transferred to now. But like now, I just try to, you know, do it with my work ethic, you know, be responsible, think about those things that I'm putting my time into and what I want to accomplish while I'm doing these things. You know, I think that's where I'm at now. But the passion, the purpose, you know, that never goes anywhere. I want you to think about this. I'm going into the Hall of Fame, and I grew up playing on a concrete court. I got a book, man. How crazy is that? Man, look, this is from me to you. Everything has went into this. It's a process literally years in the making. And just being able to share this with you, this is the book that I wanted to read before a game, just to kind of give you some thought into it. And it's meant to help if you're going through challenges. If you have a goal, there will be obstacles in your way. You can climb them, you can run around them, you can do everything, but you're going to have to put the work in to make sure that you accomplish your dreams. And I want you to think about this as well. I'm bugging out because I'm going to go into the Hall of Fame. I want you to think about this. I'm going into the Hall of Fame, and I grew up playing on a concrete court with no net on it. It's just a rim with no net, concrete. I did not have resources. I had people who helped me, whether it was a hot meal, a ride, or opening the gym, and I just had my hard work and dedication. And it's a trip for me to really, really just go backwards and just think of every story But never ever let anyone tell you what you can't do, because like I said, I was a kid on a concrete court with no net on it, a rim with no net, just playing with my friends, hoping that one day I could aspire to do something great. And this pretty much breaks everything down, just, you know, kind of reverse engineering it, so to speak. So if you're trying to do something great, no matter what you do, if you're even trying to find something great, I think this can really help you. And I really do feel that it'll lead you in the right direction. So please, please, if you ever get the chance, pick it up, read it, thumb through it, mark it, read it forwards, read it backwards. It doesn't matter. You put your spin on it.